Take a deep breath. Hold it and release. And do that again. A deep breath. Hold it and release. Now imagine you're in a forest. Walk deeper and deeper into the forest, and with every step, relax. And as you walk through the forest, take a note of what you're wearing, or perhaps any animals that accompany you, all symbols, guides perhaps. You come to a clearing, a beautiful clearing that's well kept. On the far side, you'll see a giant oak tree. In its branches are multicolored gems, jewels, and on this occasion, it seems to be rubies that are the dominant jewel. Bright red, sparkling rubies. One of those rubies will break off. It will come towards you and land at your feet. Take a look at it, a leaf-shaped ruby. And as you watch it, it will start to double in size, then double again and again and again, until it appears big enough for you to stand on. When it is big enough to stand on, do just that. Stand on it. Allow the red energy of the ruby to move through your body. Feel that colour as it moves through your body. Feel the heat in it as it moves through your body. And then it begins to rock, begins to move from side to side as it raises itself off the ground just a few inches to start with, but then higher, only a few feet. You stand safely on that platform. And then that red energy expands. It forms a shell around you. It forms a barrier around you, but you can still see through it. This protective casing is needed as you now begin to travel further up. Up and up again. There may be a moment when things appear dark. Push through it. Then you'll find yourself moving very quickly through a pink, azure, and sometimes violet light. Then you'll feel this sphere of light you're now in, this sphere of ruby light, settle. You'll hear a wind blow around you, and the great dome that surrounds you of this light will move away. And you'll see before you a fortress, hewn from a single ruby, with black iron gates and windows. A foreboding place. To the left, you'll see a small chamber, and there by the doorway, you'll see your guide or an angelic there to help you. Move towards the doorway and step in. With their help, move in. They will stand and remind you that you're here to have or to ask to have removed karmic conditions you no longer require. They will ask you to move forward and stand on a plinth, a small platform in the centre of what now looks like a simple room, but covered in red velvet. Very rich, very opulent. As you look down, there's a black and white floor. stand on that platform and as your guide moves away. And now stepping out in front of you seems a huge being, an archangel. This is Kamael, the archangel of karma. He will now take his sword and he wants to remove the karmic conditions you feel that you have dealt with. Before he does, then tell him what you want removed and wait for his response. He will tell you what he can and he can't remove for you. He'll ask you to remove your robe, and as you do so, you'll see that you're covered in chains. Some big, some small, some thick, some thin. The weight of which you've been carrying, the karmic connections you've been carrying. He'll ask you if you're ready, and if you are, nod your head and stand very still as Kamael wields his sword, with every strike removing those chains, and every strike sealing the end of those chains with love. For they have been part of your lesson that you no longer need, no longer want, and are now removing. Take some time now to feel those chains removed. As silently as he arrived, Kamael will leave and your guide or angelic will step forward, help you put on your robe, and you walk with them now to the doorway that will take you back to that red ruby. As you walk with your guide, ask him or her for any more information, ask them any questions you have. Now stand on the ruby. As you stand on it, that mist surrounds you, that red sphere that feels like a dome to start with, but then you feel it going underneath your feet as it starts to lift again. Higher, you may see some of the fortress as you move up. Then you'll once more be in that azure pink, sometimes violet light, as you begin to descend back to the clearing. As you settle in the clearing and the red sphere disappears, as you step off the ruby, it will go back to the tree from where it came. Now walk back through the forest. Thank any guides, animal guides that came with you. And when you're ready, bring your consciousness back into the here and now. Remember to take notes. To write down your experiences. And to eat and drink.